Yo, people, we're screaming 187 on this podcast. At least this is episode 187. Screaming 187 is a reference to murder in the hip-hop genre, but and I think in the police genre. I don't know. Regardless, this is episode 187. It's coming a few days late. I'll make it up to you by putting the next episode out a few days early, I believe. I think we're going to record it tomorrow night, which is, as I edit this, a Thursday. This episode was just the flop and I, because it was one of those things where day of, I looked at the schedule and said, ah, shit, we don't have a free day to record this whole week, whole weekend due to a soccer tournament, so I'm going to have to get one in tonight. And she said, I said, do you want to just do it, you and I? And she said, yeah, I can make that happen. That way I didn't, I mean, I would have gave the guys about 2 hours pressure to do the, to get here. And I've been real bad at doing that to them of late. So anyway, I do know that I did give them a day's notice for the next one. And Tom is in Kansas City because Tom doesn't like us as much anymore. And Bender said, we can do it, only it's after 8 o'clock, which is okay. We'll record after 8 o'clock. So, yeah, but that's the next episode. This episode was just us two. I can't even remember what we talked about at this point, but I'm sure it was incredibly good. So please, please, please like, comment, share, rate, review, everything that you're supposed to do on whatever podcast platform you use, just let people know. We are back, and I'm probably not going to do anything before the we are back, because that was an awkward beginning there, because I don't think you were committed at that point. I'm worried about your committing at all. The way just
let's go, man. Let's just do it.
We're doing it. But you're
who
just...
cares if I'm not committed? You know you're going to talk the whole entire time.
Oh, see, I don't like the way this has started. You don't hear any other voice. All you hear is the flop. And I usually say my lovely wife, but she's not being very lovely right now. She's just being very floppish.
Oh,
yeah,
come on.
It's too late. You can't redeem yourself. But yeah, there's...
What'd you say? Go kill yourself?
Yes, that's what I said.
What'd you say?
You know, we brought this up before, how you hear randomly weird things when you miss. And, yeah, and they get a little, sometimes they're like very, you know, awkward. But that one, just weird. Just go kill yourself. I said, too late. You cannot redeem yourself.
I got the yourself part right.
Congratulations. There's no Tom and no Bender today. They were not invited. And it wasn't because I did not want to invite them. But this kind of came together like a couple of hours ago.
You called me at work and you burst my Halloween spooky season bubble by saying, what do you think about doing a podcast? And I was like, fuck, this is like the real last night we get to watch anything spooky scary, and you ruin it by wanting to podcast.
It's also the only night this week we have to make a podcast at all, because we've got soccer tomorrow, soccer Friday, soccer Saturday.
We have soccer tomorrow. Tomorrow's Halloween.
Oh, Halloween. Yeah, Halloween tomorrow. Soccer Friday, soccer Saturday, and soccer Sunday. You do have soccer, though, even though you're not going to be there, but you have the same responsibility I do. You're just doing the other. We're splitting. We're dividing and conquering. Mm-hmm. So this is the only night. So no other co-hosts. And at some point, we promise we'll get them back on here. I don't know if we'll ever get them on here all at the same time, because those episodes almost never work out when it's all of us. But that said, yeah, by the time you hear this, it's going to be post-Halloween. And then
it's going to be the holiday season.
Well, that was my first question for you. Why is it that we determined that November 1st is the holiday season, but it's literally a holiday? Halloween is, in fact, a holiday.
Well, first of all, November 1st is Day of the Dead, so technically it's still kind of the spookiest.
November 2nd's Day of the Dead.
It's the day after Halloween.
I don't know. Look it up.
I could be wrong. Anyway, I don't think we decided as the people... I think department stores decided that November 1st becomes Christmas holiday season.
Well, and I don't mind that it's Christmas. Let's dial it back. One, it's the holiday season. They count, I mean, Thanksgiving's a part of that.
Yeah.
But why is Halloween just too much the bad boy to be a part of the holiday season? Why isn't Halloween the holiday season? Because it is a holiday, and why, I don't know. like the whole rest of the year, because it's what, so the holiday season is Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why isn't Halloween a part of that? It's the same different distance between.
Actually, somebody at work was like, it's the holiday season. And I was like,
so
I think because you don't associate Halloween and then Thanksgiving and Christmas all together, because Thanksgiving and Christmas is associated with gathering with family. And, you know, just being joyful.
Halloween.
And Halloween is gathering with friends and getting shit-faced.
Yeah.
Well, in your adulthood.
Now, let's call it what it is. Thanksgiving, there's a lot of family that gets shit-faced together. I've seen it. We've been a part of it. You've gotten shit-faced down at my family when we went out for drinking.
That's not fair, because it was very soon. I mean, it was just a few months after I had had Hayden. But I'm going to go back. The day after Halloween is called All Hallows Day.
Oh, yeah.
The 2nd of November is the Day of the Dead.
And I knew that.
So, still, spooky seasons.
But I knew that because November 2nd...
is your birthday.
Yeah, the Day of the Dead shares its day with me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think it was a thing before you were born.
I don't think so.
But you have not given the family a list of presents, so...
A very cool 49ers hat. I told you about an album.
You told me 49ers apparel... 5 days before your birthday.
I'm 42. I mean, whatever you get me, I'll be happy. I don't care how big or small it is. It'll be a surprise, and I won't know, and I'll be happy.
Okay.
We're getting hard to shop for. I do.
I'm not. I'll give you stuff all the time.
Okay, that's changed then, because you've never given us stuff all the time.
I have a list of 20 items for Christmas. I hope you
I'm very
are ready.
Excited about it. I want a home white 49ers Nick Bosa authentic jersey.
I get it. First and foremost, cannot find the white in tall man sizes.
I don't need a tall man size.
Can't find white hardly at all.
You go through the NFL shop.
I did.
Hmm.
No whites.
Well, be darned.
Racist.
I got a text from Arena, and this will we'll segue into
what?
This.
Why is another female texting you?
Well,
ooh, dead air. I love it.
Oh, here's what it is. It's a picture, and we might as well jump into this. I actually had it down the list.
Did she get some too?
Yeah. So I sent Nerman, and they got. That's a good haul. That's a very good haul.
I like that Jaeger picture.
Yeah. Well. So,
anyway, so let's tell the people what you're talking about.
All right. So I did a couple shopping trips on my own today.
Three.
Was it three?
I sent you to the grocery store, Costco, and then you
That's
made...
That's true.
Unless you took... You made your grocery shopping trips two different trips. I don't know.
Well,
go ahead.
I made one grocery trip twice in the same stop, and we'll get to that. So, I had to get some... You sent me after some Worcestershire sauce.
Horse sister sauce.
And something else. I can't... Oh, and I needed some beef broth, because I was not accepting the chicken broth and the beef.
People don't need to know all these details.
But I think they do. I think it sets a picture on your inability to follow the ingredients to a recipe.
Oh, coming from a band that forgot to add an important ingredient.
One part.
But go ahead.
So I went to Schnucks today because a friend of ours, Todd, texted me. Actually,
I believe that's Toddlingham.
Toddlingham.
Sir Duke Toddlingham.
I thought it was Lord Toddlingham.
You can enter any of that, but it's Toddlingham.
Okay, so Toddlingham, on my way to the store, I just picked up our daughter from, it was half day today, picked up our oldest daughter from high school because she tells me she's allergic to the bus.
Yeah, she's going to vomit.
On the way to school, we were behind a bus and she started itching her neck and scratching. It's like, I'm just allergic to that bus. She refuses to ride the bus anymore because she's too good for that now. But,
too cool.
So I picked her up and I got a text and I said, hey, we got to go to the grocery store and we're going to the Schnucks. And she goes, why are we going to the Schnucks? This Schnucks that's closing. I said, well, I got a text.
Because it's out of the way from our house.
Yeah, and I got a text from Todd that said, because it's closing, all liquor, booze, beer, wines, spirits, mixes, all half off. And it was the only thing in the store that was half off.
Right. I wonder if they go through like different sections each day or something like that.
I don't know, but it was unadvertised. And I got a pick from Todd to go in there. So I went in there and... I was in there for 45 minutes while our daughter sat in the car staying warm, and she was quick to point out it was 45 minutes that I was in there. And
was that because of a line, or was that because couldn't decide?
It was a combination of the crowd, my indecisiveness, and how long it takes to ring up. The woman in front of me had probably 200 of those little individual shots.
Shut.
She had a lot of them. She had a lot of them.
Did she have all of her teeth? Because usually people that drink those don't have all their
teeth.
She
looked... like a normal person that we would go to a party at their house. In fact, maybe that's what it was. That was going to be their Halloween party booze. Like shots,
those
shots,
are stocking
shots.
Stuffers if you really think about
that's
it.
That's a pretty good one, too. That is a pretty good I like
so
that.
So those are like a Deerbergs are like $1.
Yeah, so 50 cents 50 for those cents. Fuckers. I mean, that is so I want to run through the list. We spent.
Don't say the price.
A lot. But we got a good value. But I texted all my, you know, the boys, my old school friends, you know, the How Pals, the Big D's, the Hikus, the John Shannons, and all that.
You don't get this deal.
Well, I said, are we ready for a boys weekend? Because I got 6 different kinds of craft beer, 8 bottles of wine, 1 full handle of vodka, a Bloody Mary mix to go with that. A bottle of rum, just in case friends need rum when they're over. A bottle of tequila, margarita mix to go with that bottle of tequila. 4 bourbon or 3 bourbons and or whiskeys, and 2 bottles of Jack Daniels for a friend of ours who couldn't make it, whose mom worked there, and she mm-hmm. wasn't allowed to buy it.
Right.
So I bought it for him, and that was a full grocery cart full of booze that I had. Oh yeah, and the beers, that was a combination of like 18 packs, 12 packs,
six packs, four pack.
I went all out. I mean, the Studio Bohagan is stocked,
and so is our wine rack upstairs.
And our wine rack is stocked. It's the first time it's ever been full of nothing but wine because we've had like a bourbon in there or champagne, a Brut. But it was
which we brought back home from Jamaica.
That's right. So I texted Toddlingham my haul, and he texted me back his haul. I said, we may have a problem. And to which Todd responded, it's only a problem if you deny it. I firmly admit what's going on in my house.
It's a good problem.
Yeah, it is a good problem. And I said, over under, we've got 4.5 months worth of booze in our house.
The liquor will stick around a lot longer. That beer will be gone by Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Especially if the boys come back over for the podcast.
Well, now that you have a fridge full of beer, I bet they find a way to both come over here.
I texted them. I sent a picture to them, told them, hey, it's half off. But our friends, I let some of our friends know, and they just sent us a picture of all. So yeah. It probably not a money. I mean, it's not money that would hurt us to spend. It's probably not money we needed to spend. But I looked at it and I told this to Kaylin, our daughter, who said I said, this is an investment. I mean, this is saving us money in the long run. That's the way I justified it.
Well, I feel like the amount that you spend is just Merry Christmas to us, like an early Merry Christmas present.
It is a Christmas present to us, and we will enjoy that Christmas.
It's actually like a family present.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, it'll bring us happiness. And if I come home in a bad mood or I'm just in a bad mood and I have a drink, it'll save you guys from having to deal with mad me. So it'll make you guys happy. So really, all around, it's just a family present.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Mm-hmm. There was one thing of White Claw left, and I'm guessing it's not the best White Claw because it was...
Mm-hmm.
It
all was there.
Pure was the flavor, just pure. It was.
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
It said pure seltzer water, so I'm guessing it was just your normal.
It probably has no flavor.
That's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing it's just a seltzer water that maybe they intend you to mix with other stuff. I don't know. But I feel like anytime we bring up White Claw in this episode, you need to say, I'm claw dogging. I'm just out here claw dogging. I'm just out here claw dogging today. I think it's like one of the fastest rising boozes out there. I think that brand in particular, more than the weird named one that's like two people's name and one, I don't even know how many different ones there are out there, but I think the White Claw is the big one.
There's Truly. There's all sorts of stuff. I have tried both. I prefer the White Claw, right. Which is what I'm
you in the world
right. Yeah, well, apparently there was a White Claw shortage.
I don't know what that means.
So
I mean,
they
get,
couldn't keep up with the demand.
Yeah.
And I was told by my boss who works in Colorado that there are now like these seltzer breweries.
Oh yeah, hard seltzer breweries are popping up.
But I feel like that's just a fad.
And cider. I mean,
yeah. Well, yeah, because I have a coworker that I can't remember what state she went to, but it was an all cider bar, and it was like every different flavored kind of cider that you could imagine. And initially she asked me if I like cider, and I said yeah with hot damn, because I thought she meant like hot apple cider. What she meant was cider
beer. Well,
and
no.
I was like, oh
no,
hell
no. Do you like apple cider? Because it's just a random question I had, although it would fit this time of year. I mean, an apple cider, a very hollow or
Christmassy
thing.
That ever comes up as a topic at work ever surprises me because we are some very random people and I'm super awkward and weird.
That's so true. I did do some, like I was telling you earlier, I did do some other shopping and I want to tell you, I like when weird stuff happens or funny stuff happens. I mean, I guess that's the whole reason we do a podcast in case something funny comes up, we can talk about it. But at Costco, by the way, I just love going to Costco by myself or when it's just you and I and no kids because we can just meander and slowly walk Costco.
I've only been in Costco once or twice by myself, and it's straight in, straight out. I don't meander. Mm. I get in, I get out. I don't want to deal with those crowds. If I'm meandering, it's because I'm with you, and I don't have to really worry about the crowds because you're a big commanding like entity. So like you just push your way through people. Yeah, I just get in and out.
Oh, man. See,
I don't feel spend like, extra money.
I feel like if I don't meander, I'll never know what new is in Costco. I go through the electronics. I go through all every aisle. I hit them all up. I do the middle aisles and clothes that I'll never buy because they'll never fit.
Yeah.
But I do it.
I've bought, you know, a clothing item from there, and they are very comfy Adidas leggings.
Yeah.
Compression. So they hold it all tight.
Suck it in. But... So, I, you know, it was a busy day. I mean, the later in the day you go, the crazier it gets. So, I was there about...
I don't think it matters what time you go to Costco, yeah. But whatever.
So, it was around 3 o'clock, 3:30, something around that time when I was there. And I get up, I mean, like, three back in line. And there is this... I call him short, but he's shorter than me. Probably about 5'8", or 5'9", 5'10", white kid, young kid. Not a bad-looking kid, but he has, and this is what I told him... when I got up to the register, he had the middle American Christian boy equivalent to the Pauly D blowout. And it, I mean, I when I first saw him, I thought it was, it's a little taller and not doesn't blow out
you
as
say
well.
Christian, I don't understand.
Just a little white boy. He wasn't Italian, just your normal everyday little white boy
from
middle America. Good, you know, and he was the reason I noticed because. He was, and I was close enough to hear this for a while. He was a bagger. There was another bagger who had pretty decent hair for, you know, dude. But they spent the entire time, and I was in line probably, you know, with Costco, 5-10 minutes, mm-hmm. talking about how he switched from the hairspray to the product and the hair dryer. And he bought him a new hair dryer and how he does his hair. And so by the time I got up in line, my cashier's a black guy, and I think that is pertinent to the story because I believe there's a certain... different style of flipping people's shit that black people do. And I get up there and I say, hey man, how's it going today? He goes, oh man, same old boring shit or boring stuff. And I said, yeah. I said, plus, I said, it can't be too boring. I mean, you've just been sitting here listening to an education on hair products for the last 10 minutes. He goes, man, this guy's got a hair dryer. What kind of dude has a hair dryer in 2019?
All sorts of them, oh, I bet.
He maybe, but I think they're all the same kind of dude. And I don't mean gay. I don't mean that. I just mean frat boyish. And so the other guy goes, I think he's about to audition for an MTV reality show. I said, yeah. I said, you're the Pauly D of white Costco employees.
No doubt. We'll be like, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, well, I mean, and he was... as proud as a peacock of his hair.
Proud as a peacock, people.
And his blow. He goes, I use a hair dryer. And the black guy goes, yeah, that's what I said. I go, yeah, we get it. You got a hair dryer, bro. He goes, I gave up the hairspray. I switched to the hair dryer and I used this holding product in my hair. And I said, well, you know, I don't, he was probably 21 at best.
Do you, okay, you've seen me get myself and my hair ready.
Yep.
And you saw his hair. Who do you think spends more time on their hair?
Oh, him, absolutely.
For sure.
Oh, man. Because it was not just up. It was up and waved and just perfect. Every hair in its place. And to be honest with you, it from a distance, and I was kind of curious, it looked soft to touch, but yet it wasn't going nowhere. Like it was
kind of like Ross's hair on Friends.
A little bit, yeah.
It looked crunchy, but...
It wasn't, yeah.
I don't think it really was.
I don't know. It was amazing. I mean, but I told the cashier, I said, thanks, bud. I said, thanks for making my day. I said, of all the things you hear at a Costco, two white kids talking about their hair product and their blowout. I mean, it was a blowout.
And the black dude, he just, you could tell he was, it was whatever was going on in his day, because I don't think he was a normal cashier.
Yeah.
This was not helping his situation, sitting and listening to these two guys talk. So it,
that is funny.
And he was quite a bit, you could tell he was older. He was probably 30s, and these guys were clearly young 20s mm-hmm. at best.
And, well, let's be real, if he's using product in his hair, it's not the same as those two white boys.
And I just pictured if we were in different situations, say we were sitting at a bar, I could just picture the black dude saying, "This motherfucker right here."
Right, right.
Like he wanted to.
In
you
his
know
head
he
was, it was, but his yeah. mouth came out censored.
Yeah, it was perfect, but it was still funny, so I liked it. That was my shopping today. Oh, I did say I went in, so I bought all that booze, and I went out to the car, and I was shutting everything down, and I said, "Oh, Kalen, I forgot the reason I needed to go to the grocery store in the first place." So I had to go back in for the Worcestershire sister sir sauce and the beef broth.
Worcestershire.
Yeah. So I had to go do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was my shopping. Way more money on a normal shop than a normal shopping day than we'd ever wanted.
So anytime that I feel like I'm just going to go into Target for a quick run and I end up spending three times the amount because I'm like, oh, I need this and I need this.
Yeah.
There's no way you can ever give me crap because you literally went to the store for probably, what, a $4 or $5 item?
I went to the store for a total of $6.
Yeah. And spent
hundreds.
A thousand times that.
Yeah, hundreds of dollars. But got a great deal. I mean, it was a very good deal. I think we should not lose sight of that. And the reason I know it's a great deal because you didn't get too worked up because our house is stocked full of booze.
I mean, there's multiple reasons why I didn't get worked up.
And wine, and you do love wine now, so that right. is... And but, this is on top of all that.
But I was at work. It's not like I could be like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
right
I would have liked it. I would have loved it.
With all my employees.
But on top of all that, we still have a box and a half of the Boda Box, which has been our, like, the best investment in the world.
I love the Boda Box. You guys, if you have a Costco around...
You guys!
And you like wine, the Boda Box is the way to go. It's... What, $15? $15.99, $14.99?
Depending on where you buy it, it goes from $14 to $16.
Yeah, at Costco.
Yeah.
I think I got it at the store the other day for $18.99.
Oh, yeah.
But even then, that's a great deal because there is a total of four yeah. bottles of wine in that motherfucker. It tastes good. And it lasts for 30 days. So,
wow.
We don't know. It says it, but we don't know because we've never let it go 30 yeah. days. But... I mean, four bottles of wine that taste good.
Yeah.
For upwards, I've seen it as much as $24, which is still good.
I have but one regret, and I'm not for our whole shopping trip because you brought up the price of the Boda Box and the value. On the wine, I bought those $25 to $10 range wines because mm-hmm. they were all half off. So you know, I got them for $12.50 to $5 yeah. bucks. And the same way with the bourbons, I got a really good one, and then I got some like $25-$30 ones. My only regret, and the reason I didn't do it at the time, is I didn't buy a good scotch. One, because I still can't stand scotch.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel if I was ever going to buy an $80 bottle of scotch, that was the day to buy it.
Right.
Because they were $40, and I thought one day Hal Powell will come over and he will have his scotch.
Do they have any Moet?
I don't even know what
Cristal.
No, no, no. And so the good liquor they keep behind the service desk, you know, the Crown and all that, it was all gone. That was all gone.
That's good liquor?
No, they keep it behind the service desk because people tend to steal it for the bags.
Oh, yeah.
But the quote-unquote liquor cabinet that mm-hmm. they keep locked, that's the behind the mm-hmm. customer service. And there was some Cabo Wabo there. And to be honest, I would have bought that instead of the tequila I got, but I'd already got the tequila.
Right.
So I was like, eh, forget that.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But
we are stocked up, so if you know where we live, come on over. I mean,
when we have people over for a fire now, we're ready to go, man.
If we're going to have a fire and people over, just and you are one of those people just planning on staying the night, we got to empty this out.
But bring your own liquor.
What?
Yeah, because I want mine to last.
Oh, jeez.
we talked about this. I know that as we listen to this, it's post-Halloween, like I said. It's the holiday season officially. But we did bring this up with Shilling and we were very far behind, or we had not watched it yet, but now we are caught up on The Walking Dead since the last episode. So I feel like we should at least give our thoughts on the current season of Walking Dead.
The way it's shot, I'm not sure I like.
I did put on here, there's some silly camera tricks and mm-hmm. some silly direction that they're doing. Action shots, like they're making it a different feel to the show.
Right. Although there was a shot from this week's episode where one of the characters put his face in a bowl of ice water and the camera shot up
from
the bottom. I thought that was kind of a cool shot.
It's more the action shots that are a little hokey.
And I don't know. I'm torn on the storyline with the Whisperers because
that's one of my questions was Whisperers.
Dragging more so than every other bad.
So the stakes are supposed to be high because the mm-hmm. Whisper army is massive. It's this massive threat in the comic and in the show. Mm-hmm. But you're right. We're now 5 episodes in, and it seems like they haven't. Are they doing this? Are they not doing this? Is it coincidence that 3 things have happened? Mm-hmm. Is it not? That said, I feel like they've done some good character stuff with mm-hmm. Beta and Alpha, and mm-hmm. and even they've let some other characters, some tertiary characters, get a little bit of screen time and stuff, and maybe a little story. We saw a hot lesbian scene today
on it,
which I, I feel like sometimes they force those things on the show.
I feel like just because it's the apocalypse doesn't mean everyone's heterosexual.
Yeah, I know that, but I feel like when TV shows, like they stick it in, like they didn't, it wasn't any other, and I get it, it's fine. If it's sometimes those characters, they're great. I love both the characters, but I always feel like that it's pointed when some shows just randomly do that when they hadn't done anything, mm-hmm. Before. But that said, I think my favorite thing about the season, it was my favorite thing about, I think, last season, even though nothing has really happened, it's the Negan Bomb. I keep waiting for the Negan Bomb to go off. When he's on the screen, Jeffrey Dean Morgan's still the most interesting guy on the show, outside of Norman Reedus.
Mm-hmm.
He's just that good. And them on the screen together are great. And I can't wait till, like I told you, Negan's the baddest dude walking in this part of the world where mm-hmm. this story's happening. But he's not acting like a pacifist, but he's choosing not to fight. Because, I mean, if he fights, he kills people.
Yeah,
spoiler alert, he killed someone in this episode. So, and that's a big part of the episodes if you watch it. But, I don't know. Overall, though, I know it's a small sample size because we're only 5 episodes, which really is almost halfway through the season.
Yeah, I feel like we probably only have, 5 or 6 more before the midseason break?
I think it's usually right before Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I think so. Usually it's Thanksgiving through New Year's is the break.
February. Heck no, it's like February. Early December through February.
Because the show is only about 16 episodes at the longest, so we're close. But, I mean, early 5-star or, untapped rating?
3.275?
I think 2.75 would probably be where I'd go. Which is probably double the ratings right now because it is in the tank. Worst ratings the show's ever done is right now. And I said, when ratings start falling, that's when this show's going to... They keep saying, we'll just do this show forever. I don't know.
Yeah. Regardless, I'm a ride or die fan, and I'll stick to the end.
Yeah, we got to see it through. That's just what we have to do.
I mean, I stuck to the end for True Blood, and that became a shithole at the end.
It definitely turned into a carnival. That was for sure.
Which, by the way, I see that the first season is on demand on AT&T.
Thinking about watching it?
I feel like I want to rewatch that first season. I've gone back and rewatched the whole first season of Dexter and the really good season of Dexter with
John Lithgow was awesome.
I watched that whole season over. So usually if there's a show that I like, I'll rewatch the seasons that I really liked.
I buy that. The problem with rewatching True Blood is if you watch that first season, it'll make you want to watch the second season, and then when you get let me see if the third was as kooky as I thought, and then it really was. It was really that kooky. It's going to drive you into that kookiness, right?
I feel like I could just be done with the first season.
You know Bender, who has a quote-unquote
completionist
problem.
But I quit The Walking Dead.
Yeah, he's a bullshitter is what he is. He's a bullshittinist.
A bullshittinist.
You heard it here first.
What was that word that Kaylin made up earlier?
Oh, man. It was dis... You are D-something or dis...
Dis- Just no. Anyway, she made up a whole word on her own,
and then she stuck with it.
Yeah,
disincluded.
Yeah, you're disincluded. I was like, that's not
discluded.
Even
maybe, maybe it was,
no,
dis-
it was disincluded.
Yeah, which you know, that's a high school education for you, starting off strong.
Mm-hmm.
That was, the first 8 years weren't worth shit. The ninth mm-hmm. year, she's creating words.
Yeah, she's just like any, you know, some former presidents.
Hey, speaking of me saying Bender's a bullshitness, like there's some kind of rivalry. There's really not a rivalry. There's really no divide. But I feel like another equally BS but way more intense of a divide between has happened today. You probably haven't seen it, but there's been some back and forth between our podcast, the Matt F. Basler podcast, the band Thames, our Tamus, I forget how they should pronounce it, Matt, according to Matt, which is a band. This band appeared on the Rock Paper podcast, whom we all know. They also appeared in part on Matt's. In fact, they were on Matt's first, two members of the band. But the entire band appeared on the Rock Paper podcast, and
okay.
this has caused a bit of a problem.
More so.
And I wanted to start this by saying, first off, this is overdue. I apologize to – I half-handedly apologize to one Shane Presley about that whole work trick that came up, and it ruined my plan to go to the Black Keys concert with him. Getting back in town the mm-hmm. same day as the concert didn't work out, and I do truly feel bad because I thought – under the right circumstances, we'd have a good time. Of course, those circumstances were that he's not an elitist podcast host that sucks all the podcasting life out of everybody in St. Louis and absorbs it for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to do this because I've declared on the podcast and on social media that I side with Matt. That's hashtag I side with Matt.
Okay.
And so I have to speak out against Shane. And I'm sure this...
Well, I have to hear your thought process on this before I take a side.
Well, I just think that Matt had a very legitimate argument that when they had the top six podcasts and Shane was voted number one through mm-hmm. by RFT or whatever podcasting judge and whoever... We don't know
whoever Shane gave money to.
We don't know who the judges were.
Right. It could have been his mom.
It could be... Yeah, it could have been his mom. Maybe she writes for RFT. We don't know. But hey, all kidding aside, still thoughts are with his mom. In her battle.
Yes.
But with Shane, I mean, Matt, you know, he said it just doesn't, like, he's assuming he's number seven on the top six. He assumes he's number seven. And he finds it hard to believe with the quality guests and how they overlap guests and stuff, how he can be that far behind Shane. And you know what? I agree. Because I can only assume that if Matt is seven, then we are eight. And no disrespect to the other podcasters out there, but you guys know. You
right.
guys know. We've been doing this a while.
Yeah.
So just longevity should give us at least mm-hmm. three or four spots up the list. And it just seems that Shane gets all these accolades, and he's got all these listeners and all these sponsorships. He just seems relatively greedy about taking more and doubling what other people are doing.
Okay.
You know, I mean, Matt has two members of the band. Shane doubles that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a jerk move.
Well, do we know why the two members only came to Matt and the rest of the band came to Shane?
Well, clearly, one of the members of the band put on a little Facebook video. They posted a video. They, according to them, are not even sure who this Matt Basler gentleman
Stop
is.
Stop it.
They said apparently they were on his podcast. They don't remember. But
shots fired.
I know. So I shared their video. I shared their website. I shared their music because I want people to know who to avoid. I don't want it to sneak up on them. And by all accounts, they're a good band. Very good band. One of St. Louis's own bands.
Okay.
I'll never know because now I side with Matt.
Okay.
And so it sucks because the songs, I really like the songs. And I think you should look out so you know how to avoid them.
And what type of music is this?
Well, you know,
is
they're
a genre.
They're a local St. Louis rock band.
Okay.
Ish. I don't know because I blocked it. I blocked it from my memory. But so I wanted to get two things across here. One, I do feel bad about not going to the Black Keys concert with Shane. Two, in the future, should a band ever come in town that Matt wants to go see, I will 100% make it, and regardless of what happens that day, I will go to that concert with Matt, just so Shane knows that. That's the two things I wanted to get across on this.
All right.
I think we're probably uniting because we want to take down some of the listenership and accolades that Shane gets, and we didn't want to divide them
then
amongst ourselves.
You guys should probably cross, go again, or he comes on, you go on his, and
yeah.
What is that?
You know what? You know, crossover?
Yes, crossover. Thank you.
You got the first part of that word and couldn't forget the second part.
I wanted to say cross train.
Well, that is a thing, too.
I know. I do it at work all the time.
Or it's a cross training is a workout that style thing.
That's CrossFit.
Oh, yeah. Cross training. Remember cross trainers is a shoe?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to throw that out there. But still, hashtag.
Should we have a protest?
I think so.
Okay.
And I think I actually participated in a protest online.
Okay.
And you did say crossover. I've yet to be on Matt's show. I can only assume because
wink, wink, nudge, nudge,
well,
Matt.
I know. I can only assume that's because he felt like we accomplished all we could ever accomplish in a conversation on this, because on such an amazing episode, probably an award-winning episode. Since
no, I think you guys both have so much to say that you.
We could fill up a whole year's worth.
Oh, yeah. You guys could talk endlessly.
Quality talk. Yeah. I feel like maybe that episode with both of us on alone should probably win some kind of podcasting award. And if we do it again, we're just really old rehashing the greatness that we did once. And we like to keep Shane also does multiple guests, brings them back all the time.
Yeah.
He said like five or six. That's just rehashing old shit.
Well, I think
we don't do that.
The more you and Matt get to know each other, the better chemistry you'll have, the better conversation you'll have, the more you'll be able to riff off of each other. So I really think there should be more crossover between you two. If he's not... Yeah, I think that. If he's not was not a statement I knew where to go with, so just ignore that.
Okay. You did nail the word crossover that time, though, so I'm proud of that.
Yes, thank you.
All of that said, that's all I brought to the table today. Did you bring anything to the table today?
No.
Well, if I threw it to you, would you have a conversation to start if I throw it to Missy?
Would I have a conversation to start?
If not, I do have a couple more things.
Well, go ahead. You bring up one more thing, and I'll look for something.
Well, I want to bring something up. We watched a movie yesterday, speaking of your spooky movies, and I want to talk about it a little bit. It's called mm-hmm. The Girl on the Third Floor.
Mm-hmm.
It features Phil Brooks. For those that don't know, CM Punk is who Phil Brooks is. This is one of his... I don't know if it's his acting debut, but it's probably his debut as the lead. It's a scary, independent-made scary movie, it's a spooky, supernatural movie to where a house is, your same old BS, your house is possessed or something.
Yeah.
But
it was weird and yucky.
It was weird. It was
creepy.
Definitely yucky. Yeah, there was a lot of, and I enjoyed it. I wanted to know what your thoughts of it were. And
I liked it. CM Punk, his facial expressions were a little weird to me. You said his hair was weird, but it looked normal to me, but I don't remember what kind of hair he had as a wrestler. There were some things that I didn't quite understand. The stuff that oozed.
Yeah, just there for creep factor, yuck factor, I guess.
And
yeah, there was
why there was an endless amount of marbles?
Because the little girl played with the marbles. Spoiler. The little girl, stayed.
But it just... They were never ending.
Yeah.
She only got the one bag.
Well, the whole thing was never ending. I thought Mr. Brooks did a relatively good job. In fact, I think for his first outing, he did a great job. I don't know that there's anything he can fix with his face, but sometimes his face, it was almost like his expressions were overdone.
Right, like in wrestling.
Yeah, yeah, like he was still summoning his inner wrestler, but
right.
Also...
His eyes would get wide and he'd look really freaking psychotic.
Yeah, which worked for the end of it, you know,
right.
But pretty good movie. Overall, I guess I give it a 3 out of 5. Solid movie for an independent film that you knew nothing about or anything. Kind of a, not necessarily a unique story, but there was a couple of unique takes on it. The only thing I really didn't like about it is I thought that, so spoiler alert, there's an adultery theme to this. And I thought that was like, out of nowhere. Like, it happened, like, they met, and then the very next time they met, it was sex. Like, there was no seducing, there was no teasing, there was no, it was just like, but they had to move the plot along and get to where they wanted to go, and I guess it was kind of supernatural, and they tried to explain it off at the end of it on how you're going to do what your nature set dictates.
Right, right.
But it was very quick. That was the only downfall I had.
And the priest, or the minister, not priest.
Yeah, she was a...
She was like a minister.
Yeah, she was a female pastor. Yeah.
Her whole storyline was weird to me, too.
Yeah, but all that said... Still, there was enough creepy stuff in it and enough spookiness to it that it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the movie. So, what are you looking up?
So, yesterday, me and my boss had an interesting conversation about... he lives in Denver, and they got a bunch of snow dumped on them. He is a millennial. My boss is younger than me. It is also a person that I train, so he is where he is. Partly due to me.
Yeah.
But he wanted to become a manager. I never had that intention.
You don't think
either way. Yeah. So he was telling me how he gets his snowblower out and.
Did you say your mother was a snowblower?
Well, I don't think he knows that reference because it was in my pocket to throw out. But so he's talking about his snowblower and he's telling this whole story and I stopped him. I said, "Time out. You use a snowblower, you are literally 32. You can't get out and physically move the snow yourself."
They get a lot of snow, though.
Well, his justification is he lives on a corner house, yeah. And their HOA makes them shovel or clear off the sidewalk. So yeah. Because he lives on a corner...
He's got a lot of sidewalk.
He's got a lot of sidewalk. Yeah. So I gave him the pass. And then we started talking about Postmates. So Postmates
is the delivery thing?
Yeah, but I just looked it up. It says it's for food, but the way he made it sound is that they deliver anything. So then I was like, what do you think the oddest... This was just us sidebar, like, because we get off on tangents all the time, him and I. I was like, what do you think the most random thing is that somebody had delivered to them?
Oh, this is a lot, like...
Because I thought Postmating was... Or using Postmates was anything, not just food. So I was like, there's got to be a Reddit out there, right? What? Of the most random shit someone has delivered to them.
It's almost like the old game, what's the three weirdest things you can take to the register at Walmart or whatever.
Right, right. So he was like, he said something about Home Depot, and I'm like, can you just imagine going to Home Depot and be like, yeah, can you just deliver me this one piece of lumber?
Yeah, 1 2x4.
Yeah, 1 2x4. He's like, I'm actually going to try that because I need one piece of lumber delivered to my house, and I don't want to rent a vehicle, a truck. So I just thought that was kind of funny because he says him and his wife, because they are millennials. He's not the typical millennial, but they are millennials. They Postmate and they have things delivered all the time because it's just more convenient. They both are very busy people without having children. They are both very dedicated to their jobs, so they both work long hours. But when they work hard, they play harder. So I think there's very little room for stupid stuff like... spending 3 hours hand shoveling a sidewalk when he can do it in an hour with...
I think it's smart to have a snowblower, one, because in Colorado, you never know when it's like going to be 20 inches of snow.
I think somebody on one of the calls I had today, somebody that was in Denver said they got a foot dumped on them just today. So that was
fun. That's what you
get
for living in such a progressive environment.
But they said the sun will come out, so it'll be gone soon.
You're allowed to smoke weed, you know, so you get a lot of snow. That's a trade-off.
Whoa. Dog attack.
That's the trade. You freak you out a little bit.
It was Louie.
That's the trade-off you get.
Why did Louie jump on me? That was it.
That's like with Florida. You get hurricanes. With California, you get earthquakes. You live in paradise. You live in great places. You got to. There's some negative that comes with that. Mm-hmm. St. Louis, you get murdered, you know?
Oh, paradise.
Yeah, paradise.
That's own sense of paradise. You know, if you believe in the afterlife.
I think we should also bring up... Oh, you know what? I got one more thing I want to bring up, too, for sure. We'll finish on it. But before that, I happened to see one of those clickbaity things on the Facebooks that was like, see these what these actresses or actors really looked like before their makeup transformation for a role or whatever.
Yeah.
The one that that made me the most intrigued, I thought was the coolest... So we saw and you said, why the fuck are they remaking this movie? And there's some accuracy to that statement, but The Grudge is getting remade. It's got John Cho in it, who I love a lot.
Is that movie even 20 years old?
It might be older from Japan because it was Japan first, and then it was an American with Sarah Michelle. Well, it's probably older than we think. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I'll look it up.
But you remember in The Grudge, there was a short girl. monster zombie thing, especially in The Grudge 2. They show her a lot more predominantly.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember Alan Harper from Two and a Half Men, his secretary girlfriend?
Yeah.
Her name is Kelly Stables in real life, and mm-hmm. she was the Grudge girl.
Oh, really?
They needed a short girl to portray the part but could physically do some of the things, and so she was it. So that little tiny, attractive girl turns into the Grudge
she
monster.
She was annoying as shit.
She was, and she was creepy as shit. I mean, but the way it looked, it was kind of cool.
So if you... Okay, I said it's not 20 years old. You said it's probably older than we think. So how old do you think it
I'm
is?
I'm going to go say 18 years old.
15, 2004. Right.
Yeah. Oh, it was 2004. Yeah. So mm-hmm. still, I mean, in this day and age, I'm surprised they haven't remade it twice. I mean, how many Spider-Man movies have we had different reboots?
That's different, though.
I know.
I mean.
Still. But I just thought it was weird that Kelly Stables, Alan Harper's Melissa, I believe was her name
yes,
on the show.
Yes.
And she was the Grudge girl.
Well, here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
There was The Grudge in 2004. 2 was in 2006. 3 was in 2009. So 10 years ago was the end of the, I don't know if it was a trilogy, but the end of the third one, and now they're remaking it.
Yeah. It's odd. I mean, but they're doing it, and it looks creepy, though. It looks creepy.
Well, the poster alone is creepy.
Yeah. The last thing I had to talk about before we sign off, you and I did get to go recently to see Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, hosted by Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes, which is always good, always mm-hmm. fun. We went to the pageant to see it. Not the ideal place for a movie. In fact, we watched the movie, and first thing you said when we leave, like, I'll be glad to watch it at home to where we can actually...
Yeah, we were off to the side.
And the sound,
yeah.
You know, was that made for there and not for a movie theater. Mm-hmm. All that said, it was fun to see Jason Smith and Kevin Mewes come out. Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes come out. They introduced, they did their Audible commercials. They showed their Audible
yeah.
commercials. They, you know, they talked about how much he's saying, Kevin Smith, like he does, talks about how much he loves St. Louis, and he got off on a very long story about his wife getting stoned there by accident and things like that. And then the movie. And I got to tell you, I want to watch the movie again because this is the way Kevin Smith movies work sometimes, is you watch them and you think they're okay, and then you watch them again and you love them more, and then you love them more. All that said, I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5.
Same. They're, for me, so I would have to rewatch some of those movies because I...
All of the reoccurring
things.
I
will admit that I can watch a movie multiple times and not remember an ending.
Yeah.
I just throw it away because it's useless information to me. So a lot of the jokes that were presented in this movie were kind of lost on me because I don't remember the context
yeah.
to those from previous Kevin Smith movies.
Yeah, which, and he even teed up. But when he introduced it, a joke that was going to happen in the movie, and it was his love for Glengarry Glen Ross, and that was a big scene in the movie, which was funny. I enjoyed that, and there was a lot of reboot remaking
yeah.
jokes in there, and there was a shit ton of fan service. But I told you one of the things that was great about seeing it with that very pro Kevin Smith crowd. Also, like, you made a joke, and we're not picking on anybody, but I think the average weight was probably in the upper 250s of the crowd.
I would say higher, but okay.
I'm giving the benefit of the doubt for some of the slimmer ladies that were in there, but there was a lot of dudes throwing it off.
I think I was the slimmest person.
You
there.
May have been. It was nice seeing it with them because anytime something that was brought back was it. Everyone went apeshit for it when there was somebody we saw again, or if it was a joke that was a
yeah.
callback.
The majority of that crowd was also very huge Kevin Smith fans, so they appreciated
yeah.
every joke within that movie,
yeah.
which I can appreciate.
Yeah, it made it a more entertaining mm-hmm. movie. That's why I want to see it without them to see if I like it as much.
Right.
Then Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes came back out and they did a Q&A. We stayed for about 30 minutes of that because Kevin, if anybody has ever seen an evening with Kevin Smith or listened to him on a podcast or watched him on an interview, Q&A, they had a hard out on the signs that said, this show will end at 11:45, period. And that's the Kevin Smith rule because he'll just go. And so they did a Q&A. They brought up the mics and stuff, and they started it. And we watched the first couple. And then, like happens always at a Kevin Smith show, and I love Kevin Smith, and if I had a chance to interview him or ask him a question, I would. And I know I get long-winded, but this one guy got up and was like, 10 minutes of
he
love.
He tried to overtalk Kevin Smith, yeah, first of all.
And it just went on and on and on.
I really feel bad because I've seen his, you know, Kevin and Jason a few times. And Jason doesn't talk or doesn't get the opportunity. Or like there was a question directed towards Jason Mewes and Kevin took it over. And yeah, I feel bad because there were no chairs. They were standing up on the stage. So Jason Mewes was just literally wandering around in circles.
And that's what they do. I mean, Jason very much does. They've all both said before that in real life he doesn't nearly talk as much as the character Jay does. But some of the jokes and stuff are stuff that he's always done. He is mm-hmm. a crazy. He's always done the tuck mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So he's a wild man. But it was a good night. We left early. I have a feeling it probably went on for every bit of the hour and 15 minutes early that we left.
It was also a Sunday night.
Yeah, so we had work the next day. Still worth it. Loved seeing the movie. Can't wait for it to come out on the Blu-rays.
I will re-watch it.
Yeah. Some of the characters in there didn't age quite as great as you would have.
That was the thing, like, because of our side view, I couldn't grasp
how hot Shannon Elizabeth was this day and age.
Ew, no.
Yeah.
How
you said ooh, she was good looking back in the day.
Well, I couldn't really grasp how old Ben Affleck looks.
Yeah.
It was hard because I was like, something was off about him, but I don't know if it's because I'm to the side or not. But I think
Holden McNeil, that was his character.
Yeah. So I think one of my favorite scenes is when they had, because they went to a con.
Con. Yeah. That's not spoiling anything.
Okay, well, when they had the Clerks.
Oh, that was funny, yeah.
I won't say what the deal was, but I love that. That was awesome.
That was good. It was a lot of great jokes in it, so it's worth watching, and I'll buy it when it's on Blu-ray, you know. That's what I do, but so that was a good time. So that was kind of like my early birthday celebration because this weekend we're going to spend it watching soccer in O'Fallon, Illinois, and we got a hotel room, which is
not a party room. It's for us old people to sleep.
Yeah, because we have an 8:00 game on Sunday, and it's an hour drive there, which means we'll have a crabby kid. So I'd rather stay there, spend the $95 for the hotel, and stay there. So. So that's what we're doing, but I don't know that I've got anything else for this episode.
No, I don't, because I didn't bring anything to begin with.
So you're par for the course, baby doll. You lived up to the hype. No Bender, no Tom, but you can always tell them.
Bye.
And we're going to play the music. Yeah.